Well, greetings to you today. For our daily inspiration today, we will be reading out of Psalms 27. So if you have your Bibles, please turn there. Psalms 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. So those first three verses are a real proclamation of that David gives forth here, that he is trusting in the Lord, even though his enemies are against him, or even a host or a whole army would encamp against him. He's not going to fear. He's going to trust in the Lord. And we might not have war in this country right now, but there is war throughout the world, many different places. And there's no guarantee that things could turn around here quickly, even in our country. But one thing that we can, it says here, though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident, that we can trust in the Lord. It doesn't mean that our lives might not be taken or we might suffer or whatever, but as Jesus said, it's better to fear, or we need to fear God, not what man can do. Man can only kill the body, but God can send both body and soul to hell. So we need to fear God and we need to walk with him. And even if man would kill our bodies, if we are in Christ, we are safe, we are confident. We don't have to be afraid, because there's a better place for us than even this earth. I know we like this earth and everything, but eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor it's even come to the thought of man what God has prepared for those who love him. Well, verse 4 says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And that just leads us, what I was just saying there, it just leads us right into this verse that David, he had such a relationship with God, and he loved the Lord, and he loved his temple or his house, the house of the Lord. He loved the Word of God, as we talked about a few days ago. God, or David, loved God with all of his heart, and he was the king of Israel. He was the ruler, and he had everything at his disposal. But you know, as a king would, but he trusted in the Lord, and he loved God, and he had a relationship with him, and that's vital. That's the thing that we all need, is a relationship with Christ and with God. It's not just following some rules, but it's a relationship with Christ. And what a beautiful thing when we have that. And this is what David had here, and he inspires me, and he inspires all of us, or he should anyway, to just draw closer to the Lord, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Verse 5, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my enemies, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about. Let me read that again. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. And I love to sing praises to the Lord. I love to just worship him whenever I can. And I hope that's the way it is with you too. And it's something that if we have a heart after God, we can lift up our voices and even just hum at times and just meditate upon the goodness of the Lord. And this is what David did. Even when his enemies were around about him, he he praised the Lord. He's saying unto the Lord, verse 7, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Well, this is a very interesting verse, and we're going to look at it for just a few minutes here. When thou saidest, seek ye my face. Well, when did God say, seek my face? Well, it says it all through the Bible. Seek the Lord. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So, many different places where it says to seek the Lord. If we seek the Lord with all of our heart, we will find him, it says. And so here, when the word came to David and said, seek my face, David's heart leaped, and it was just rejoicing. It says, my heart said unto thee, Lord, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Thy face will I seek. And that's, I hope, your heart. And I believe it is. If you're calling in today, you want to seek the face of the Lord. You're not content just to go through the religious routine, but you want to seek the face of God. And that's what we need every day, to seek God's face and to seek first his kingdom and to seek him diligently with all of our heart. So I hope that's our cry as along with David here today. Verse 9, hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and mother forsook me, then the Lord will take me up. Or I guess it's forsake me. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. And here, David didn't always have everything easy for him. In fact, he had it very difficult at times. Saul was chasing him at times, and his own sons rose up against him, and many different things happened in David's life. And it was like, you know, sometimes when you read his writings, it's like he was saying, you know, where are you, Lord? I don't sense your presence anymore. Where are you? And this is what he's saying here, possibly saying that, don't hide your face from me. Don't put your servant away. He said, when my father and mother, if they ever forsake me, you will still be there. And then verse 11 says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. That's a good prayer for us too, is, Lord, teach me. Teach me your ways. Teach me the way you want me to go. And show me what your word has to say. Teach me I want to just sit at your feet, and I want you to teach me and show me what you would have for me. Verse 12, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in that land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So here, these last three verses, David obviously has enemies here in verse 12, and then he said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. It was a very trying time in his life. He wasn't sure that God was going to come out for him or through or bring him out of this trouble. He believed that the Lord would, but it was like, you know, he just felt alone maybe. I'm not sure what his feelings were there, but then he ends it with this. He believed in the goodness of the Lord. And that's what he held his confidence in, was in God's word, in the goodness of the Lord, that God would not lie, would not fail, that he would be with him. And then it says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And that's, it's not just the word wait there. I'm not exactly sure. See, I do have a note there in my Bible. Let's see what it says to on the word weight, to bind together, perhaps by twisting. That's what the word means there, or the Hebrew word would mean, to bind together, perhaps by twisting. So if I give it a little bit different definition there than what we would normally think of, just waiting on the Lord, but just being held close to the Lord and even twisted together with Him. Not really exactly sure, but be of good courage and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Well, God bless you today. Hope that inspires you to seek the Lord, to trust in Him, and not to faint, but to wait on the Lord, and He will strengthen your heart. God bless you.